Therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you want to call into today's show, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. And with that, I have a Helping Hands Monday. David, how you doing? Pronounce your last name.
It's Olzawi. Dave Olzawi, Polish name for you.
I'm Italian, Irish, and Prussian, so what the heck?
Nobody sounds it right the first time.
It's Olzawi.
Yes, sir.
Okay, sir was my dad. I'm David. So David, we got this down.
Absolutely.
So before we go into your newest in life incredible thing that you do, let's go through your background. Where are you from?
I'm from Orchard Park, New York, home of the Buffalo Bills. It's
you guys had a bad day yesterday.
Oh my God!
You know why Dallas did so well yesterday? And they walked off the field undefeated.
Why?
They had a bye.
Yeah, well, we should have had a bye.
But go ahead, sir.
So Orchard Park's south of Buffalo. I stayed there for 19 years. I went into the Marine Corps. Marine Corps was good, but not great. I was glad to serve my country, but then I got involved into the window business, and the company that I worked for, I was there for a couple of years, and they opened up a branch in Florida, so I moved down to Florida, and I did my first job. I was 24 years old, did my first high-rise job myself, and it worked out very well. And so the owner of the company came up to me and he said, Dave, do you have a passport? I said, yes, sir. He goes, would you like to work in Iceland? And I said, absolutely. He goes, well, get your bags ready. You're going to leave in 2 days.
So, that was fast. Thanks, buddy.
So I flew back to Buffalo, packed some stuff up, said goodbye to my parents, and I went to Iceland. And that was probably the most incredible event of my life. And I'm going to share a story with you about that. We had a lot of German engineers there, very proud people. Mm-hmm. There's only 265,000 people who live in Iceland, so if you meet somebody from there, very rare.
Yeah.
Long story short, I was working on the concourse part of the airport. We were putting up a 50,000-square-foot skylight there. And the concrete.
That's a little bit over an acre and a quarter.
It's huge.
Yeah.
So what's interesting is Iceland has a lot of volcanic activity, so mm-hmm. they made this building earthquake resistant. So the floor slabs were 1 meter thick.
Wow.
And the poured in place beams were 3 meters. It was just amazing to see this all unfold. So I was going in there measuring, and I saw a problem fitting my stuff in, and it was off about 3/8 of an inch. And the head inspector came up, and his name was Einar, and a big guy, and they'd always practice their English on you. Most people from Iceland knew 3, 4, 5 languages.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sir, there's a problem here. It's off about 3 inches. I just chipped the concrete. We'll get it in. He looked horrified, and he said, no, you're not going to do that. And he came back with this pink slip, and he said, you can't work in this area until we check it out. So a few minutes later, there's 20 people roaming around, lasers, transit levels, tapes. 7 hours later, they call me into the meeting room, and out there, you take your boots off when you go to the mess hall or the meeting room. This table is 30, 40 foot long, and there's all these people, and head inspector looked like he was going to cry. And he goes, Dave, he goes, what you told us this morning, there is a deficiency there. And he said, the people responsible for this mistake are going to be terminated immediately. And they grabbed the assistant superintendent and the engineer. They pulled their badges off of them, got security, fired them, and pulled them off the job site for being off 3/8 of an inch in 1,000 feet. I'll never forget that story as long as I live. I've been in construction my whole life, and
they wanted it exact.
It was amazing, and so, but a great job, wonderful people. I hope to go back there and take my family over there to see it. Just a beautiful country, and if anybody out in Radio Land's been there and seen the airport at Keflavik, I'm the guy who put up all the glasswork there.
Ah, so. So what brought you on your journey after that? You've told me a few things. I'm trying to get that out of you.
Okay. From there, after Iceland, I worked in Florida for a bunch of years. I worked for a couple different companies. Finally wound up into the D.C. area, 19 years self-employed. At that time, my dad passed away, and I had this empty feeling in me. You know, I was in my mid-40s and late-40s and wanted to maybe have a family. So long story short, I met my wife, Lydia, from Kiev, Ukraine. She is the best thing that ever happened to me. We have a son who she had from a previous marriage, but I consider him, you know, my boy. And then when we moved to Alaska, within weeks, the amazing climate of Alaska, she got pregnant. And so we had a wonderful girl named Sophia. And, you know, she's also the love of my life. And Helping Hands is kind of a dedication to her, my family, and to Alaska and learning life skills. You know, we'll get into the story of Helping mm-hmm. Hands a little bit, but that's, you know, that's my journey to Alaska is a wonderful one. I'm glad to be in Alaska.
Everyone gets here somehow. Some people are here and they, like myself, and you leave for a few years and you come back. And everyone makes a choice, either to come here or to be and stay here or to leave here. And those who come and stay bring so much, like yourself, and you know, experience from the outside world. But you're teaching now. You're sharing. You're helping. You're training the next generation. And we'll get into what you do when we get back, but it's very impressive on how you do it, sir. So, Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. I have Dave
Olzawi.
You know, at the 59th minute, I'll get it right. But until then, I promise nothing. And I have Dave Olzawi.
Yes, sir.
With Helping Hands here. And we're at 907-458-TALK. 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Santa elves have been busy, and they're ready to help you get a big jump on your holiday shopping this weekend at the Holiday Marketplace. Brought to you by Lotto Alaska. There'll be over 175 mini specialty shops with one-of-a-kind gifts. With so many items and vendors, there's bound to be something for everyone on your list. This is guaranteed to be the perfect place to find all of your holiday shopping gifts in one single location. So come on out to the Holiday Marketplace this weekend at the Carlson Center. Sponsored by Riverside Eats and the Radio Station. Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family is in full swing. Now's the time to adopt a family and pump up the kids this holiday season. Jingle your way to the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue downtown, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to grab a gift tag or go big and adopt an entire family. This year, Last Frontier Media Active is proud to carry on a beloved local legacy, the Adopt a Family program, and we're keeping the tradition with the help of our amazing community partners like Napa Auto Care Group, Lotto Alaska, Kumon, McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine,
Medicine and Spine, and Smart Automotive. You can make a difference to families right here in our community by providing toys, clothes, and the little things that make this season truly special. Don't wait. Stop by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., and grab your gift tag today. A special thank you goes to Lotto Alaska and the members of the Napa Auto Care Group, like Pegger Road Auto Repair, Gas and Diesel Doctor, plus McKinley Orthopedic Sports Medicine and Spine, Kumon, and Samard Automotive.
Go to KFARradio.com for all the details.
Dearest Mother, the chill has settled over the land, but I must tell you of a wonderful respite I found. Brewster's. On a frosty evening, I stepped inside and was greeted by smiles and the aroma of fresh, delightful food. I dined on the apple walnut salad. The tender grilled chicken, candied walnuts, and red delicious apples were so good I will bellow about it for a month of Sundays. Brewster's is more than a restaurant. It's a haven for weary travelers and a comfort to the soul during these cold winter days. Your beloved son, Henry.
KFAR weather.
Bright sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 13. Northeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 6 below. Tonight, mainly clear skies. 8 above tomorrow, mainly clear. Daytime highs approaching 6 above Wednesday under mainly sunny skies. Or above Thursday. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks' David Pruse back in the studio here with Dave.
Ulzawi.
So, you're the creator and operator of Helping Hands. How many people are with you, or is it just you?
We have, you know, we're set up as a Alaska state nonprofit. Mm-hmm. We're not a 501c3, and maybe someday I should go that route. There's some advantages, there's some disadvantages to doing that. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's me and my wife. We have, you know, a board of directors who are some neighbors who help out with certain things and that. But basically, we have the trilogy, me, myself, and I.
And what is it that Helping Hands does?
Helping Hands does a lot of things. It initially started out in the 2021, where we were in the Two Rivers Pleasant Valley area. We have a 4th of July picnic party, and they asked if I would be willing to take that over. So we formed that, and we did that for a few years. And then a couple years later, in 2023, I had this epiphany of doing more. And as I'd mentioned, I'm a 66-year-old dad with a 14-year-old daughter. And, you know, living in Alaska, it's very unique. And I've lived in 26 different states. I've been to 46 of 50 states. And Alaska is special for a lot of reasons, but the weather and the conditions that we deal with. So long story short, I wanted to do something for my daughter. I wanted to give her some life experiences. We homeschool her. And so with that, we wanted to provide not only her, but the people of the community, the opportunity to learn. Mm-hmm. And so when you go to helpinghands.com and you take a look at our logo, it says providing life skills, and it's got a person on steps reaching out a hand to help somebody go through a tough time. And so that is our modus operandi. And
you're using big words, epiphany, modus operandi.
Okay, sorry.
Well, my listeners understand them, but I catch up. Don't worry, go ahead.
So when I was working with the school district, we had a training session with Linden where we were doing ladder safety. And so I talked to these people, and they said that they offered other classes, and they had a survival first aid class, kind of a class with what happens if dad's out in the woods and he cuts himself with a chainsaw, what do you do? And so this class was a rough one to start out with. It was 2 days and it was 8 hours a day. And as everybody knows, keeping your kids' attention for that period of time is tough to do.
If not impossible.
No. But what we did is that we had a lot of breaks. Mm-hmm. Where my wife comes from in the Ukraine, you know, they learned that, you know, young kids' attention spans around, you know, 20 to 40 minutes. So we'd go like 40 minutes, take a break, 40 minutes, take a break, so that, you know, they'd get something to eat or just unwind.
Bits.
Absolutely. But what was interesting about this class is that they it was fun, where we were making stretchers out of like twigs and jackets, and then we made them carry their kids around the building and things like that. It was amazing. And they said, you know, this is really tough to do, but the smiles on their face, and, you know, at the end, everybody said it was worth it, that they learned something. And then from there, it just organically led to different things, where we met up with Jerry Potts, the owner of Orion's Belt Taekwondo Studio. He did a class on predator awareness. And, you know, me personally, I learned a lot from this. And, you know, as a result, the kids learned a lot. And, you know, we have great videos from this class where, you know, big guys like me at 230 pounds on top of my daughter or somebody else's kid, we're choking them, and Jerry's teaching them how to get out of these things. And, you know, like, we're not giving them any slack.
Yeah, you gotta survive.
Absolutely.
Survive now.
So, you know, we did that from a laying down, a sitting and a standing position. And then Jerry got a scenario where we brought a bunch of timber in and showed him how to break timber, confidence builders, and then the actual scenario of predator awareness, the situational awareness to identify bad guys, good guys, what to do if this happens, etc. It was an amazing class. We're going to offer it again in 2026, and I think it's something that people should think about, having their children getting involved. And with that being said, I originally started to help the people in Pleasant Valley and Two Rivers, but we're expanding our horizons, and we're reaching out to Fairbanks and to North Pole. And anybody listening here, if you want your kids to get involved, you're more than welcome. And, you know, most of our classes are free. We just want people to get this experience, because ultimately, it could be of benefit later on in their life. Hopefully, they don't have to use some of these things, but if it does happen, that they can, you know, go back to the knowledge of this class and save themselves in some form or fashion. With that, we also have, we started a year ago, charging a membership fee. It's $40 a year for a family and $25 a year for individual, and that's, it's not a lot of money. It just helps us, you know, pay a few bills. And when we have these classes, one of the things that we do, we practice what we preach. My daughter's 14 years old. She's never had fast food in her life. She's never had a soda in her life. And so at all Helping Hands events, we never serve soda, and very rarely that we'll serve any processed foods. And we'll go organic as much as we can. Sometimes we'll have some moose tacos or things like that. Just
I love a moose burger. And I know he's not listening, but Andy Bachner, he's 82 years old. And he, every year he goes out and gets a moose, and I'm in the office building with him, and he makes me the best moose burgers at least once or twice a month. So good for you.
And so, you know, it's just important. Diet's important. Kids' health is important. Exercise is important. And, you know, for some of the classes, not all of them, but some of the classes will make the kids shut their phones off and, you know, pay attention to things. Other classes, they might actually need their phone to get certain information or things like that. So we try to make it a fun experience. We also limit class sizes. Certain classes we might limit to 10 or 12 people. We have a trapping seminar coming up. Last year we had 45 people. That's okay. And what was interesting about that is that there were more women than men at the trapping
seminar. I believe
seminar.
It, yeah.
And it was a lot of fun. This year, I've got Bob Hunter. He's going to speak again. He's a wildlife biologist. He's going to speak for a couple hours. And we've got a couple other guest speakers coming up. And we had a 55-pound beaver donated to us. So we're going to have a skinning class and stretch out and skin the beaver. So that should be a great class. It's a 7.5-hour class with a half-hour lunch. So always a big, you know, popular one.
You know, I'm going to tell a little story about a wonderful family that I grew up down the alley from, and the Huffmans. And Mr. Huffman, he always was going out and trapping beavers. And this one time, it's about, 20 some years ago, I'm a professional, and I'm going over to their house, talk to them about real estate. And Mrs. Huffman, an incredible, gracious lady, she meets me at the door, and she goes, "Yeah, Bob's downstairs, and he wants to talk to you about, such and such and such and such." So, I go down, and I'm going to go down the stairs, and he's coming up the stairs, and he's got this white towel, he's got this long skinning knife. And he goes, "Yeah, I'm down here skinning a beaver. Come on down." And I'm thinking to myself, I'm going down into, I might not come out. If in a normal household, you might not come out with this. There's Freddy Krueger down there, but it's Mr. Huffman. So he had me, I'd move a leg, do this while he's, talking and gabbering. And it's just an incredible experience to witness someone who knows how to do that. And you just don't see that in today's world. And I still cherish that memory, It wasn't the prettiest thing you're going to see, but it was special. A gentleman who I've known since I was 6 years old, who was, 30 years my senior, and he's about 75 years old at this time, and he's doing that, and this, we're talking like we're at a softball game, Yep. So good for you.
Well, and, the trapping class kind of goes hand in hand. We had a winter survival class where my neighbor, Jeffrey Callison, he came out and shared his knowledge of how to set up shelters, quick shelters from tree limbs and that. And then he did a extreme winter survival I was telling you about off the air, where we cut a hole in the ice. The ice was 3 foot thick, and we were down at, I think it was 38 Mile Pond on Chena Hot Springs, and we had a fall through ice class where we had the people jump in. They stayed in for a while so their clothes would fill up and get extra heavy.
Yeah.
And then they got out of the ice. They had to strip their clothing off, roll in the snow to get the water off of them, start a fire, and then they went in the warming tent. And as I was telling you on that, we had a medical doctor there in case we had any
ready to go
incidents. And, we actually did have one. The first person who went in cut himself pretty bad on the ice, and we had to, fix him up a little bit. And
jump a little bit away from the ice. Yeah. Don't scrape yourself up.
But it was a great class, and the news miner was over there and gave us a good write-up over there, and the reporter from the news miner was also one of the people who jumped into the water as well. So,
do you remember which reporter it was?
It was a younger guy. He just moved. He moved out of Alaska. He's in St. Louis right now.
Okay.
So I don't remember his name specifically, but he was a younger guy. And so we like to have a lot of our classes kind of, mesh over together with things. And if you go to the webpage, the helpinghandsoftworivers.com, it'll show you there's an area in classes and then previous classes. And it shows the wide array of things that we've done over the last couple of years. And then here over the next couple of weeks, we're going to come up with the next 15 to 20 classes that we'll be doing. And I guess I could share a little bit.
We're going to be taking a break here. So when we come back, we'll get to that.
Sounds good.
But you have a website, Helping Hands.
HelpingHandsOfTwoRivers.com.
Helping Hands of Two Rivers.
Yes, sir.
Is that a TWO or a number two?
TWO.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to take a phone call real quick. Good morning. You're on KFAR, and we got a few moments. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Tom Kennedy.
Tom Kennedy, you got about 30 seconds.
Hey, Dave is absolutely amazing. You got to try his chili during the Naughty and Nice expo that he has here in out West Valley. He has a big show he has vendors there. He's always centered for helping the people out in Two Rivers and the people in the Fairbanks area. Known him for years. He's absolutely top class. But Mr. Pruz, try his chili. It's really good.
We're talking food. We're talking food. He's tempting me in there, Mr. Kennedy. And thank you for the phone call. We got to take a break. Fairbanks, we're going to have a little bit of bumper music. Creedence Clearwater Revival. I approve this music in my purple padded room with North Korean equipment. Then we'll have some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather, and we will be back.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Big moves in the Senate. They've taken a step forward on the way to reopening the government. Eight Senate Democrats crossing the aisle to overcome a filibuster. A compromise bill would include a guarantee from Senate Majority Leader John Thune to hold a future vote on health care subsidies.
The American people have suffered for long enough. Let's not pointlessly drag this bill out. Let's get it done, get it over to the House, so that we can get this government open.
This final package would fund the government until January 30th. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says he wants health care crisis to be the main priority so they can help Americans who can't afford treatment.
The health care crisis is causing millions of families back home sleepless nights because they don't know how they're going to afford health care insurance so much needed by their families.
America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports the disaster declaration for the impacts former Typhoon Halong had on western Alaska is set to continue for another 30 days, the governor's office said. Saturday, Governor Dunleavy signed an extension, according to his office. He signed the original declaration October 9th ahead of the storm. It was set to expire yesterday. The 30-day extension will enable recovery efforts to continue unencumbered so that the maximum amount of work can be completed before the onset of the winter freeze-up in the region, the governor's office wrote. The governor sent a letter to Alaska's Senate President and House Speaker requesting their concurrence with the extension, his office said. Both Senate President Gary Stevens and House Speaker Bryce Edgman approved of the extension. It ensures recovery continues and the YK Delta residents are well supported heading into winter, Edgman wrote. And finally, get ready for our big holiday on-air radio auction. You can browse items right now at AlaskaRadioAuction.com. The sales go live Friday morning.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
There's a new radio show echoing across the last frontier, Alaska Tracks. Alaska Tracks celebrates the heritage, landscapes, and deeply rooted traditions of life in Alaska. Hosted by wildlife biologist and lifelong outdoorsman Randy Zartke, Alaska Tracks brings you firsthand stories from hunters, bush pilots, trappers, scientists, artists, and elders who know the land, live the lifestyle, and keep Alaska's legacy alive. Based on an oral history project by the Alaska Trappers Association, each episode is a bridge between generations, between bush and city, between past and future. Alaska Tracks isn't just a show. It's a living archive, a celebration, and a call to stay connected to Alaska's roots. Proudly presented by KFAR Radio and supported by sponsors who celebrate Alaska's story. Rod Saw Shop, Ginger Orem with Crown Real Estate, Interior Welding Extreme North Trailers, and Frontier Outfitters. Alaska Tracks, Saturdays at 1:30 p.m., only on KFAR Radio.
What's a dog doing in the hospital?
I'm Piper, a Companions Inc. Fairbanks volunteer therapy dog. My purpose is to provide affection, comfort, and support to people in hospitals, nursing homes, schools, and at public events, helping people reduce stress, anxiety, and increase sleep feelings. My human brings me to volunteer at Fairbanks Memorial Hospitals regularly, where as a Companions Inc. therapy dog, I share my unconditional love. If you want to donate or learn more about Companions Inc., go to CompanionsInc.org.
At Certified Auto Alaska, we hit our prices with a shrink ray. Huge selection, tiny little prices. And every certified vehicle is dealership inspected by certified technicians. So you get peace of mind without the big price tag. Certified Auto Alaska. No tricks, just great deals on pre-owned vehicles. Find us at South Cushman and Van Horn Road in Fairbanks. Huge selection, tiny little prices. Certified Auto Alaska. Happy Halloween.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Dave Ozalski. With Helping Hands. Now, Mr. Thomas Kennedy called up and brought up your Naughty and Nice.
Naughty and Ice.
Oh, Naughty and Ice.
Yeah, it's a fundraiser that we do. This will be our eighth year. It's held at the West Valley High School. This year, it's going to be on December 20th. We usually do it last Saturday before Christmas, and it's kind of like a procrastinator's thing. That's the naughty part of it, and this is kind of my
five days before Christmas. It must be full of males.
You'd be surprised. We're getting a good following of people, a lot of repeat people. And the claim to fame with Naughty and Nice, this is basically my wife's creation.
Okay.
She is a soap maker. She makes cosmetics from scratch. She does a wonderful job. She's very passionate about it. And so the handcrafted market part is that we get people who handmade things. And, you know, she's very selective about who comes into the market. And we try to make it good for the customers and the vendors where we don't have 10 people who do jewelry. Mm-hmm. We have, you know, one who might do copper, one who might do beads.
No competition, but there is a good collection.
Correct. And so, you know, just one person who sells honey and, you know, et cetera. So we're very supportive of Fairbanks, even during the times of COVID, minus 30 below. The people have come out there and supported us, and we're very grateful. And so this year, we're going to do something special for the customers. We're going to have a program where we have some door prizes, and there are going to be some very nice door prizes. So each vendor is going to get 20 tickets. And so the first 20 sales from each vendor, that customer is going to get a ticket, and free of charge, they'll have a chance of winning some of these nice prizes. And it could be a pool pass to Chena Hot Springs. It could be some of the vendor type stuff, my wife's stuff, different vendors over there. So it should be a lot of fun, and it's a way to give back to the community who we appreciate supporting us, and, you know, to get a more people in there as well.
Now, Helping Hands is also associated with the idea of homeschool.
That is correct. Don Kogan, who is the head teacher here in Fairbanks at Idea Homeschool, homeschool families and regular school families are here in Alaska love the idea of life skill classes. And with Idea Homeschool, if you take 135 hours of culmination of classes. So say if one class, like the trapping class, is 8 hours long, and then the predator awareness class is 4 hours. But when you get to 135 hours of classes, and we give you a little certificate, Idea Homeschool gives that student one high school credit, which is, you know, kind of important and very mm-hmm. beneficial
yeah.
for the student. So, yeah, we're... I plan on reaching out maybe to Raven and see if they'd be interested in a similar thing, and you know, to get more people involved, because as I had mentioned before, we're looking to branch out. The Two Rivers Pleasant Valley area is approximately 1,000 people, give or take, mm-hmm. you know, and so of that, you know, there's only X amount of kids and people over there. So we want to get people from the community, Fairbanks and North Pole and Salcha and Fox, involved in this. And if you find something that appeals to you, we'd love to have you at one of our classes. We try to carry a wide array and a plethora of classes to get the, you know, certain people's interest. Some people like inside stuff. We have, you know, beadwork classes. We have sewing classes. We have painting classes. And then the outside stuff like the trapping, the winter survival skills, the fall through ice. We have the NRA certified pistol and rifle classes. We have tournaments.
Let's talk about how you fight child obesity. That sounds like a lot of fun.
This... it's a new program that I'm going to come up with 2026, and it's a very ambitious program.
No couch potatoes now.
No, it's going to be a huge financial impact to Helping Hands, but one that we want to take. And as everybody knows, we're in a world of phones and computers. Let's face it, the phones that we carry in our pocket now are more powerful than the seven computers that you know, had man land on the moon back in the 70s. And so we have so much information available to us, but as a result, a lot of kids aren't getting the proper exercise they need. Sometimes they're, you know, staying at home, and sometimes the weather in Fairbanks isn't conducive to getting outside if it's too cold and you can't always do things. So we want to do things that will be inside but still burn some calories. So this childhood obesity program is kind of a two-pronged approach. So one of the things is that I personally own a racing car simulator, a real racing car simulator. It's a very, very expensive. It's an older one. And so we're upgrading, as we talk now, we're upgrading the computer on this to a very high-speed thing, which will incorporate the virtual reality world with the virtual reality glasses and things like that. So the first prong of this is when we get the race car simulator up and running, we're going to be able to actually get involved with a driver ed program where we could get the city of Fairbanks, and you know, you live out on Cushman and you go down Cushman, it could be winter, it could be summer, it could be dark, it could be light, or it could be Two Rivers and Chena Hot Springs Road, etc. And this race car simulator is so advanced that you can implement tire wear, you can implement, you know, driving conditions, etc. So there's a lot of things. And as a result, I met a guy who has a flight simulator. I actually helped him with some windows in his house, and he is going to be helping me with this simulator, getting things set up in that. So that should be a lot of fun. But the second part of this is that we're going to get a what's called an omnidirectional treadmill. And what that is, there's a couple different companies out there, but they're approximately 4 to 6 feet in diameter, and they have a harness that you put somebody in, and you get the virtual reality glasses, and in this, depending on which game it is, you know, bang, bang, shoot 'em up games, the kid is able to run, to jump, to crouch, to walk, to stop, to turn, etc. And this company has got data, and I mean real hardcore data that's vetted, that the kids who are overweight, that kids are losing between 15 and 20 pounds a year on this device. And so I realize this is a touchy subject.
And your programs, but you make it fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
touchy subject,
not even,
yeah.
Because a lot of people, you go out to them and say, okay, we're going to go run 3 miles. They're going to look at you kind of cross-eyed.
Yeah, and they're not going to be in a football program or a basketball or cross-country skiing. This is fun.
Yeah. And so the average, they said, in an hour into this omnidirectional treadmill represents somewhere between 700 to 1,200 calorie burn.
Yeah.
So that could represent a pound off on that. And then you're talking about increase in cardiovascular, etc. So I think that this would be a great program where we get set up and we bring in, you know, maybe 8 kids, and each one will get an hour in there. So while they're doing that, we could have them go on the race car simulator. We have other things coming up that are virtual reality related. And so that would be a fun day for the kids. You know, something in January or February, it's cold out. You can't do all the things you want to do. And so we want to offer that to the kids of Two Rivers and Pleasant Valley, and then eventually into Fairbanks and that. So it should be a great time. And I'm going to be looking for some volunteers, that when we do the testing of this, we're going to need people to give their opinions on that. I don't know how many people out there have been in with virtual reality headsets, but you can get motion sickness that'll knock your socks off. I mean, it is so realistic, but, you know, so there's a I'll be making announcements. We do a lot on Facebook. With it's under Helping Hands of Two Rivers on Facebook. We make announcements of our classes and that. And I've put some announcements about the race car simulator and that. And when it gets closer to that time, I'll definitely let everybody know.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Get a grip on winter with Bridgestone Blizzak studless snow tires. Make the switch. Buy your set of GCR tires and service. You'll drive in confidence with positive acceleration, controlled turning and braking on snow and ice. Experience how Blizzak studless snow tires have revolutionized winter driving forever. You will fear no icy street nor snowy highway. Get a grip. You will love your Bridgestone Blizzak snow tires. GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Pump Up the Kids Adopt a Family is in full swing. Now's the time to adopt a family and pump up the kids this holiday season. Jingle your way to the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue downtown, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. to grab a gift tag or go big and adopt an entire family.
What's better than Black Friday or Cyber Monday? The Alaska Radio Auction, of course. At the radio station, our statewide holiday auction returns Friday, November 14th, starting at 8 a.m. with an entire week of nonstop auction action. It all kicks off with our auction showcase Friday morning at 8 a.m. on air and online at AlaskaRadioAuction.com. We'll still have all the instant items you know and love, with some new ones thrown in. Restaurants, spas, retail, recreation, tattoos, and more at 40 to 50% off the retail value. And the bidding doesn't stop when the microphones turn off. You'll have more ways to win and save with more items to bid on all week long. Big ticket and one-of items like auto starts, heating fuel, big boy toys, and more. Start the bidding and buying Friday, November 14th at 8 a.m. and follow the action all week long at AlaskaRadioAuction.com.
Generac Power Systems, the interiors distributors for the all-new commercial and industrial generators from High Power. Trusted by businesses, hospitals, and other areas where it's vital to keep the power going. Check out the High Power Mobile Tier 4 Final, a transportable, commercial-grade generator built right onto a trailer to take it where the power's needed. These and more found locally at Gen Solar in the River Mall on College Road. See the entire lineup at gensolar.net. Gen Solar, powering your future with reliability and sustainability.
Weather brought to you by The Woodway. Toyotomi oil heaters have warmed interior Alaska homes for decades. Efficient, quiet, and reliable. Buy yours today. The Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway.
KFAR. Weather.
Ample sunshine expected this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 13. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles per hour. Lows level off around 6 below. Tonight, mainly clear skies. Daytime highs approaching 8 above. Tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Dave.
Dave. We're going to compromise.
Just Dave. With Helping Hands. Now, you do a lot of classwork in so many different formats to give a really broad look for people who want to segment into certain things, and that's including gardening classes.
Yes, that's my wife. She's probably from Mars because she's got such a green thumb. She is green as green can be. She's amazing. She works over at Rissy's Greenhouse. She's a manager over there. And this year in our gardens, we have three greenhouses. We had the best growing season ever. Tomatoes and cucumber, fresh corn. I mean, I miss corn from the East Coast to the lower 48, and we had lots of fresh corn this year. It was amazing and that. So that has inspired us to provide our series of farm and gardening classes to the community. And so we've got six classes that'll be on the billet for next year. We're going to have a class on testing soil. And as we know, most of our soil sucks here in Fairbanks, but if we know what we got to add to it, that could...
That's why Home Depot is so popular with their dirt for your gardening.
Absolutely. So then we're going to have a class on composting. And then my wife, she's going to do a class. She did it this year, but next year she's going to do another class on companion gardening. And that has worked out really well for us. And, you know, there's a whole science to that, and she is very attuned to this and very knowledgeable, and she just loves sharing her knowledge with the community, and I recommend to people to take that class. I have a neighbor who's very skilled with aquaponics, so we're going to have a class talking about aquaponics. I was able to secure eight of these crates, so we're going to try our first year next year at aquaponics, and I think that you know, it's something that I've wanted to do for a long time, and I think that you know, this will be a great opportunity for us to do that. Let's see.
You also have a build your own structure course.
Yes. Well, that the last one on the gardening class was the cucumber class.
Oh, cucumbers.
Yeah, cucumbers in a greenhouse. So
don't like cucumbers unless it's in a Greek sauce for something, because I grew up, my mom, zucchini and cucumbers coming out of that greenhouse, I had too many during my youthful years.
Well, that's the other thing we did this year is that we had a freezer dryer, and we're freezer drying everything.
And I love pickles. I love pickles, though.
Well, cowboy candy. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Talking about structure, we've done a lot of classes that are going to be involved in building. And next year I'm doing a class on basic, how to build a set of steps. And I'm going to be doing a class on laying tile. For the structure, what I'm actually talking about is that we own 5 acres. I want to put up my own metal building. Mm-hmm. And maybe that would be something that we get the Helping Hands community involved to put this building up, where we'd actually have the classes on our property on site.
Bring them through the clearing of the ground, getting the ground prepped, the foundation.
Sir. Yep.
The structure, the, you know, from beginning to end.
Yes. And so that could entail a lot of, you know, not only life skills, but basic skills, and anybody who wanted to help out, you know, great. But that's the direction that we want to go into.
You know, here's one for you. It's going to segue right into your next thing. Do a food truck because of your lasagna class, your fundraiser. Do a food truck for your lasagna. Talk about your lasagna class.
What David's talking about is back in August over at the Pleasant Valley Community Center. We had a great day. We had Dr. John Kelly of Northern Neurology. He and I, let me go back to how it started. I was working at his house, and he left me some documents at his house, and he said it's in the cookbook over there. So I went through and I found it, and it was on a page that said World's Best Lasagna. And I said, John, you got a lot of cookbooks. Do you like to cook? He said, I love to cook. And I said, I noticed you're on lasagna. He goes, I make the best damn lasagna out there. And I said, I'll smoke it. And we started talking trash and went back and forth.
That's a throwdown now.
It was a Bobby Flay throwdown.
Yeah.
And so we set it up, and he went out and he got these custom-made chef's aprons and a banner. And we had a blast. So what we did is that we got, it was supposed to be 12 community members. It ended up being 20 as judges. Mm-hmm. And then we had a couple needy families that we fed in this. And what we were supposed to do is cook 3 lasagnas each. And that would be enough for the families, and it would be enough for the judges to test. But so what John did is he got the biggest lasagna dishes I ever saw in my life, and he made 2. But these things were like, you know, massive. Mambo size.
Yeah.
And me, I cheated. I made 3 different lasagnas. And
You did not cheat. You just had a home field advantage thought, and you directed it that way.
So one of the things that I did was I talked to my sister, who was an amazing cook. She actually taught cooking classes in Connecticut, where she lives. And she said, Dave, she goes, what you do is you get a cup full of cashew nuts, and you soak them in cold water for 3 hours. Then you put them in the food processor with garlic, onion powder, lemon juice, and apple cider vinegar and put it into a slurry and let it sit overnight. And she goes, then you mix that in with your ricotta cheese. I'm going to tell you, that just knocked the socks off. That lasagna came in second place by just a couple points off. The one that won was the seafood lasagna, which some people called an Alfredo, but it had lasagna noodles. But it was
First of all, that's not a noodle.
But what was funny, as you know, and you cook, it cost me $140
to make
that dish. So, yeah. But it won first place. And what was funny is that the judges, and we had some neat people there. Frank Tomaszewski and his wife were there, and Barbara
Harmony,
Haney,
great
and,
people.
We had just some of the not young kids, but you know, kids in their 20s, and we tried to represent the whole community, young and old, male and female, and that. And they took it real serious. And it was like a Chopped episode. It was like presentation, aroma, taste, and they were critiquing all our lasagnas. It was really funny, and we saved all the documentation. It's something that I'll cherish for the rest of my life, but it was fun. The people enjoyed it, and I guess some of the biggest compliments were is that people said we would have paid money for this at a restaurant, so that was the ultimate compliment.
I have a lasagna confession for you. Guess what it is.
Okay.
Well, guess what it is.
That you make the best damn lasagna, you're going to challenge me to a throwdown.
Not even close. My confession to Fairbanks is I've never made a lasagna.
Oh.
Out of everything I've done, I've never made a lasagna.
Well,
but you know something? I love lasagna.
But you know what's funny is the lasagnas that I did for the cook-off, I had never made before. They were all new recipes.
Yeah.
And so I took a chance over there.
I'm not afraid of making it. Yeah. I just get distracted with my sauce. I'm going to go with a rigatoni size 24 Tosico noodle or something else. You know, I'm making a fettuccine Alfredo. I just go all these different directions other than lasagna, and I love lasagna.
Well, what drives people crazy with when I cook is that I don't really follow the recipe. It's a pinch of this, a dash of that.
Exactly.
And, you know, people are like, how can you create the same thing twice? And I said, I don't know. It works for me.
Yeah. So, and who says I'm trying to recreate it
right.
the same way?
Yeah.
I'm always experimenting. Good for you.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, a lot of fun. And we enjoyed that a lot. And so we're going to be doing a chili cook-off. I don't know if it's going to be January or February of next year. That's going to be a little bit different. We're going to try to get like 20 people from the community to make their favorite chili. And we're going to bring that in, and then Dr. Kelly and myself, we're going to make some, and hopefully I could talk you into coming down if you're available and you like to cook a chili, just to have a little fun with the community.
Where are you looking at having it at?
Families and
where are you looking at having it at?
That would probably have to happen at the Pleasant Valley Community Center. They have a
we'll exchange information here so we can get people interested about 2 weeks out.
Okay.
Yeah.
That would be a lot of fun. And you know, once again, we just want to we're going to get judges in there. We're going to have a little fun. It's bragging rights and just
it's a lot of bragging rights when it comes to chili and you know, barbecue and lasagna. You know, when you step it into the ring, it's a throwdown. And you know, I'm the type of person, if you don't think you have the best, I don't want to try it. I want to see the best. And if I didn't win today, it's because I made a mistake. I still have the best. I just made a mistake.
I hear you.
Well, we got about a minute left. How do you want to end it, sir?
I want to personally thank you for having me on. It was totally unexpected. It happened quick, and I can't believe that an hour went by
so fast
already.
We're going to be doing this again. It's a great information out there.
And I just want to say to the people, I want to thank the people of the community in Fairbanks who have been involved for your help and your generosity and support. And I look forward to seeing you in the near future with new classes coming up.
Dave, thank you very much. We'll have you on again, sir.
Thank you. I felt like...
We're still on. We still got a few seconds left. My goodness, I got to... read the clock here. Yeah, we got. if I'm going to make a mistake, it's going to be on the air. What the heck? And right now, all of Fairbanks is listening to my mistake. I thought we were coming off, and and everything. So yeah, so
we're human.
Yeah,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, so. But you teach great classes to good human beings.
Thank you.
Yep, Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I will see you tomorrow. And we're going to talk about Armistice Day and Veterans Day, and enjoy the freedoms we have and those who have given the ultimate sacrifice so we can have them. You have a great day.